Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by the great people at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. I know here the rain's tapering a bit. Maybe you want to go over and stock up now. Stock up for the weekend. It's going to be pretty chilly on Sunday, too. Going to get our first real taste of more of the wintry weather next week. See that? Might get even get an inch or two of snow next week.
Yeah, I did see that.
I'll be in Charleston. Have a good time.
Yeah, thanks. Just,
I have to laugh. Years ago. Oh, was it? I don't know. What year was it? So it had to be an even year because Penn State was playing Maryland at home. So it had to be 2018. Remember I did the shows down in Cancun?
Yes, I do remember that via Skype.
Yes, so I had to tell the quarterback club, hey, I didn't have it. He said, look, I won't be here next week. You know, Brian Tripp will be filling in. I have a basketball tournament, and somebody in the crowd says, where's the basketball tournament? And I said, Cancun. And, of course, the audience like, oh. I said, excuse me. I said, in my whatever year it was, what, my 37 years at that point, career at Penn State, I said, the holiday basketball tournaments I have done have been in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, Madison Square Garden. I've done three in Milwaukee. I did one in Connecticut. I said, I did another holiday tournament. I said, in Casper, Wyoming. I said, I earned my trip to Cancun. I said, everybody else going to Battle of Atlantis. I'm going to the Battle of Milwaukee. What the heck? Terry's like, okay, yeah, all right. So, yeah. Every once in a while, we get a good one. So, I'm trying to think, what was last year? What was last year's tournament? Oh, I didn't go to it. It was down in Florida. I had football. See, every once in a while, they've had a couple. Like, one in Puerto Rico, I didn't do it because I had football. The one in Destin, Florida last year, didn't do it because I had football. Just turned out it worked out this year where I can do it. So, all right. So Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. You know how much I love them. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Our play-by-play call of the day, the Penn State ice hockey team knocks off number one again.
Out comes Sarlo. Penn State gets the puck free. Odd man rush Penn State. Sarlo out of the box. Sarlo racing after it. Sarlo into the far circle. It's a 3-on-2. Walks out front. Holds. Wade shoots. And scores! Christian Sarlo's got it! And Penn State takes a 2-1 lead with 5 seconds left in the second. Are you kidding me? And the Nittany Lions have the lead again. An unbelievable turn of events. What patience. The patience of a saint for Sarlo as he has his first of the year.
Brian Tripp with the call on the Penn State Sports Network. Great call by Brian Tripp on the Penn State Sports Network. He's got the call there tonight, and then he flies back overnight with the team, and he'll be joining Jack Hamm and me tomorrow in Beaver Stadium. All right, in Beaver Stadium with us tomorrow as well. I decided to call 1-800-LEGEND, and I got Johnny Holiday. Johnny.
November the 11th, 2022, the day that Johnny Holiday raises the ratings on Steve Jones' show.
It's about time somebody did.
Or tank the ratings. Either raises it or puts it right in the dumpster.
Okay, the latter I can do all by myself.
And you've done an excellent job of doing that over the years.
I mean, nobody does a better job of setting the bar lower than me.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Well, I hope your producers picked himself up off the floor, but I ask about, you know, what kind of paycheck am I getting for this thing? Is he still in shock in there?
I know management is.
I'm doing extremely well. On the way up to a Happy Valley right now.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
So, last week, it was hard watching the tape of that game only because I don't feel like I got a real judge of Maryland in watching it, at least offensively. How tough were those conditions at Camp Randall last week for any offense to operate in?
Well, you can imagine how difficult it was for me in the broadcast booth being from the state of Florida.
Yeah.
I'm used to winds. I'm not used to any kind of cold. I'm not used to having any kind of crosswind like that. I'm not used to being able to – I can't even grip the football or go to tackle somebody and slide right off of them.
Yeah.
I don't think, Steve, I've ever seen conditions like that. And every single Maryland player felt the same way. They just – it was just you can't judge what you saw last week. You throw that thing out the window. I think if they play in even better conditions, that the outcome could have been different. Who knows? But Wisconsin played an excellent game last week. Really a good football game, and they did a lot of things that maybe Maryland wasn't prepared for. Certainly the weather, these guys didn't expect. But that's last week, and now we have to worry about a week from tomorrow against Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly. That's a well played. Well played.
You notice how I just kind of jumped over tomorrow's game?
Well done. So the running attack. We know Talia has been obviously the last couple of years has played really well for Maryland. What have Hemby, Littleton, and now Ramon Brown meant to what Mike Locksley wants to do in offense?
Well, the great thing about these kids, they are just absolutely phenomenally young men. I enjoy visiting with all three of those guys, especially Hemby, who went to John Carroll High School up in Bel Air, where two of my grandsons went. In fact,
yeah,
he played AAU basketball with one of my grandsons, and he is just the nicest, nicest kid. And the great thing about all three of them, they've still got 3 years to go at Maryland. They're all young, young guys, and they're still learning game by game how to do things a little bit differently. But Hemby's the one guy that I think defenses have keyed on to try to slow down and contain. He's had a lot of 100-yard games this year, and if ever anybody, if you need a yard or two, he's the guy you want to go to. When you look at Littleton went from 285 down to about 225. And last year he was like a bowling ball when he carried the ball. And now he's like a duck pin ball when he carries the ball.
Yeah.
He's not like one of those big babies, you know.
Yeah.
But that's increased his speed. He's got a 75-yard touchdown run this year for Maryland. And the kid is just on short yardage plays, it's either going to be him or Hemby to get that 1 or 2 yards that they need. And then the other kid, McDonald, is also a St. John's College High School kid in D.C., just like Littleton. And he doesn't play as much as the other two. And then you mentioned Brown, the freshman kid from down in Richmond, Virginia. So all these guys have got tremendous upside and really tremendous potential. And I think it's just the beginning of their careers. And all four are very valuable to our running game.
Yeah, obviously the wideouts with Jared and Jones and Copeland, the transfer who came in there. But I keep looking at Dyches, the tight end. What has he meant to what they want to do offensively?
Well, you got two good tight ends, Steve. Yeah. You got Dyches and CJ Dupree.
Dupree's really good. 18, yeah.
Yeah, he was a quarterback in high school at Lakeland High School outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania. So both those guys it seems like every time they go to the tight end, they're both as one's as effective as the other one, in my opinion. And it seems like they're always open across the middle for some reason. And to have a tight end tied with a wide receiver for most receptions, that's rather unusual, I think. But he's a good blocker. He has excellent hands, both of them do, and both of them contributing very, very much. And then when you look at Rakim Jarrett, he had 144 yards the last time when he was a freshman when he played against Penn State.
Oh, I know.
A couple of years ago up there, yeah. He had a pretty good game. But it's interesting that all the big-name guys, like your Copeland, your Dante Demas, Rakim Jarrett, Jayshon Jones, all those guys, everybody had talked before the season began about how strong the Maryland receiving core is. Well, none of those guys are having the years that they had in the past because other guys have been stepping up. He can go maybe seven deep as far as wide receivers are concerned. He's got a lot of opportunities and a lot of flexibility from that position.
Yeah, I think Ty Felton tends another good guy that's in that mix.
You know? And Octavian Smith, a freshman kid who's tremendous on kickoff returns. He's only a freshman. I mean, all those guys have been in the mix, and all those guys have got receptions this year. And that's a good luxury for any coach to have.
After getting, I think, four takeaways in the opening five games, they went through a stretch of three games where they had eight takeaways along the way. What have you seen that's been a little different with that Maryland defense?
Well, in the past, they've given up a lot of yardage. I mean, a lot of yardage on the ground and through the air. And I think one of the things that Mike Locksley has focused on is the fact that, come on, guys, we've got experienced guys up front. Ruben Hippolyte's back, one of the linebackers. He's been out. He missed four games. And when he was out, that really hurt the team. They've got a tremendous freshman in the middle, a middle linebacker, a kid that's maybe freshman of the year, like I think one of your guys is as well.
Yeah.
And so I think defensively, they've had to make some adjustments. The game, as I mentioned, neither team was able to throw the ball. Both teams had 77 yards, I think, through the air. Yeah. But they were able to run the ball pretty in those conditions. So I think Mike he knows what he's going to get offensively, but I think defensively that's the challenge, to try to get better from game by game, to try to improve on the numbers, cut down on the turnovers. We had, in one game, I think they had something like 17 or 18 turnovers.
Yeah.
And then the next game they come back and they have one. Then the next game they go back and have 10. It's like an up and down barometer. You don't know what to expect defensively. And that's something he just does not accept. The same thing happening over and over again. He's like, he said, when he comes in our post game interview after games, he said, like, I'm preaching to the choir. I say the same thing every week, but we're beating ourselves more than somebody beating us. Yeah. He said, that's not good. If you get beat, you get beat. But if you make all the mistakes to give the game away, that's got to be fixed. And I think he's doing the best he can to fix all that, if that answers your question. And it probably doesn't.
But that's okay. I know I never answer anybody's questions anyway.
I just kind of danced. What do I know? I just kind of danced around it. But it sounded pretty good, didn't it?
I mean, I sat there. I was mesmerized by it, to be honest with you.
Here we go.
Yeah. Regardless of any outcomes down the stretch, Maryland is bowl eligible now. What does that, at least at minimum, mean for this program?
It means that we're bowl eligible now.
Yeah.
which means that I think the pressure's off a little bit. And I brought that up to Locksley. I said, Coach, hey, you're six wins, you're bowl eligible. He said, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. You don't want to sit back and all of a sudden you lose four straight games and you're ending up 6-6 again. And you're going to go to a bowl. You might go to a bowl game, but if you're losing four in a row, who knows if somebody's going to pick you. But I think it took the pressure off these kids to have that so early. You know, to be 6-2, That hasn't happened since way back in 2010, I think, a long time ago, that they had this kind of success. And they are getting there. I think each year that Mike's been here, he's seen improvement in the numbers. But he doesn't sit back and rest on last game. It's always the upcoming, as you know, with the Franklin as well, it's always the game that's coming up that's the most important. Right.
I do have to ask you about the facility part of it, because they took Coalfield House, one of the great venues ever, but with Xfinity now built on the other side of campus, they have now converted that into a football facility. What are the facilities, do you think, mean to Maryland moving forward in the investment they've made in them?
The Maryland facilities are the second best in the country behind Alabama.
Yeah.
That's the only, Mike Loxley said, that is the only school that has better facilities than we do. And when a kid comes in to get a tour of this place, he's got to walk away saying, I want to come here. This has every possible thing a player wants, a player needs, a player desires. I can't even describe it. It took me maybe an hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours to tour it when it opened. It's got five floors. Five gigantic floors.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's phenomenal. And with recruiting, nothing beats that. If you got a good facility, these kids immediately, kids, the little things are the things that really hit kids in recruiting. That, what does the weight room look like? What are you serving for lunch? What's the lunchroom look like? What does the athletic room look like? All these things. And it is absolutely incredible. And it's got the indoor practice field. It's got the outdoor practice field. It is, the meeting rooms are incredible. It's just something that I've never seen before.
Well, safe trip in. Are you up for a 6:30 reservation at the tavern tonight?
Oh, my. You know what I've heard about that place? Number one, I've heard the food is absolutely incredible.
It is.
Incredible. And if I'm just somebody passing through State College, I'm going to make a point of going to the tavern.
Yep. Yep.
And the staff they have there, off the charts, the management. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You're doing your show there. What other place would want to have you but the tavern? What other place would have you but the tavern?
Johnny, I already have the reservation secured. So,
well, I just wanted to make sure. What's the manager's name again?
Jamie.
Oh,
Jamie,
of course.
Jamie Ryan.
Oh, what a person. What a person.
Yes, she's great. She's great.
Yeah. I'm glad you said she. I was going to say, he's quite a guy.
She's great.
No, that's right. Jamie is a her. Yeah. I mean, she's tremendous. She's got the whole package going. She's the kind of person that could run Marriott Corporation if she wanted to. But no, she's happy at the tavern.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that you came up with that evaluation. Again, I've already secured the reservation.
yeah, but I just want to, you never know what could happen. Will she be there tonight so I can actually shake her hand and get a photograph?
Absolutely. In fact, they may put it up on the wall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what, alongside yours? No.
I'll get back to you for that.
I've said this over and over again. I mean, look how fortunate Penn State is to have you doing their game. They go to other schools and compare broadcasters. Hey, there's no comparison. Not at all.
That's why everybody loves – that's why everybody says, boy, I'm glad the Maryland's guy is coming in. All right. So,
hey, for your information, in case you're tracking me, I just passed exit 35.
Perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're still only 3 hours away.
Great. Love the traffic. Hey.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, be safe. I will see you in a little bit.
Okay, Steve. Thank you so much, as always.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere.
Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Picks coming up next with the King. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Bever Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels of the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. By the way, a great new inventory. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that backs up everything. Great technicians. They're always looking for more, too. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now to bring in, for our weekly picks, the King.
King.
Yep.
There he is. Hello, King.
How's it going?
What's going on? Good, how are you?
God, real good, real good. Just, you know, everything's good. So,
great.
No complaints. Yeah. You know. So, how about you guys? What are you up to?
Well, let's see. I'm doing really well. Matt's panicked because that's just a natural state. He's bragging that his kid can count from 1 to 10, but he misses a couple of numbers. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of a low bar. Let's see.
Advice.
And those are the only two words he can say. So.
In addition to the Eagles fight song.
He can sing the Eagles fight song, which, by the way, in a classroom gets you nowhere.
Can Matt sing the Eagles fight song?
Well, yeah, of course I can. I taught him.
Well, I want to hear it. Come on, man. Grow us up. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Well, as I taught Luke, it goes a little something like this. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit a blow, hit him high. And watch our Eagles fly, fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory. Then you do E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. He likes that part.
I love you, man. That's great. Awesome. Okay. That made my day.
The CIA just asked us for a copy of that. They want to use that in interrogations. They think after
great.
After some prisoner hears that, they're going to talk. No, stop it. Stop. Stop. What do you want to know?
And they're undefeated. People are singing their fight songs. Man, it takes you back, you know?
the Boston Red Sox, Boston born in Boston Red Sox. Relax, that stupid song.
Oh, God.
Be a Sox, watcher.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets.
There we go. There you go. Now, there's a fight song.
Beat the Mets.
See, but I would change it as to beat the Mets, beat the Mets.
Yep. Head for the park and beat the Mets.
That's right.
They've been in existence.
See, we need more of this. You know, you know, sing songs.
They've been in existence 60 fewer years than the Phillies.
Stuff like that.
As many titles.
Oh, whatever. That's fine. The Phillies aren't my team. I'm Yankees.
Yeah, you notice you don't have
a
spelling that. They have a song, yeah. I think it's Cool in the Gang, Celebration. They've got a lot of titles.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of theme songs. I mean, you know, Frank Sinatra and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
New
they
York,
have
New
an
York,
actual
yeah.
Yankee song.
No.
No. It's just no. it's just
there, there's no,
Sinatra
there's no
after
Yankee
a win.
Song.
Yeah.
They don't have a mascot. Any of that stuff.
No. The mascot's the pinstripes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, exactly.
Well,
like, the Red Sox
mascot.
Have this thing. The Red Sox have this thing called Wally the Green Monster. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Wally, that's pretty cool. Well,
there was that funny. There was that funny ESPN commercial for This Is Sports Center where I think it's Jorge Posada and David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
And so Posada's wearing the hat. And, of course, it's straight as an arrow. And Ortiz says, you've got to break it in. Right? He says, tell me, see that. He says, look, you got to break in a little bit. And then he puts the hat on. And all of a sudden, Wally the Green Monster walks by. He goes, Wally, no. It's not what you think. That was pretty good.
That's when it's fun, you know. I like it. I like it.
I've been saying,
the Yard Goats here. They're auditioning for new Yard Goats. So I was thinking about it. See, when I retire, I want to be Jonathan the Husky at UConn. So,
and
what
speaking
a job
of
that would be. Actually, I'd probably work at the gym. But anyway.
Hey, speaking of Jonathan the Husky, that one went away from being bowl eligible. This guy's one of the. Mora has done
That's
a
why
phenomenal
I got him on the pitch
job
this week. That guy's
five
a good football
five.
Coach. Okay,
sure is.
Here's a good example of where the coach makes a difference. A lot of the players are the same players. Now, they did get a lot of portal players. You know, not a lot, but a few to fill in spots. But this guy can flat-out coach, Mora. He's good. He's got them playing hard, you know. And they got blown out their first few games this year, but he never took his foot off the pedal, you know. And kudos. They haven't beat Boston College in like 10 years. They beat Boston College. So not that BC is very good, but they're still an ACC team, you know. So.
Well, it's not like UConn's been very good, and it shows how much they've improved.
Yeah. No, they've won five games. I mean, they won the games they were supposed to win, and then they won a couple
where
they weren't supposed to. And then they've got a couple games where they lost. Oh, God, I forgot. It begins with a B, whoever they played. But they were winning the whole game, and they lost in the last 10 seconds, or they'd be bowl eligible now. So they've been playing very, very good. So good, solid defense, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know we're going to pick the game, but they got a giant problem tomorrow. I just want to see.
But they deserve to be on our pick list.
I just want what I want to see is who's their last game against, because they're at 10 games now. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Bum, bum, bum. Ooh. They could beat Army.
They can beat
Army's,
Army.
Yeah. Army's their last game. Tomorrow they'll struggle. But Army, they could win that game, even though it's on the road.
I just don't underestimate their defense, and they can run the ball.
They won four of their last five games. They beat Fresno, which
they're
was
a good
which
team.
A great
they're,
win.
They're not. I tell you, Liberty doesn't want to play them. I don't know anything about Liberty, but Liberty knows that this team thinks it can win, and that's a hard team to play when they think they can win. And the weather's going to be bad. So.
It's not going to be. Here it's going to be okay. There it might be a little worse because the storm is sliding that way. But
well, what time's the game here?
Noon. That's why it's an issue.
It's supposed to stop like 10 to 11. If it stops raining, it'll be an even.
The field's covered. I mean, that's what the story is here. I mean, the field's covered, and they'll take the covering off tomorrow. The field will be absolutely dry, except for maybe a passing shower at some point. So probably the same story in East Hartford.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be rocking there, and you know what? Good for them. They have been kicked in the teeth for the past freaking 8 years. So
I think
5,000 people going to the games. It's going to be packed tomorrow.
And good, that's great.
I hope they win. I can't believe it. I thought they were a joke, and I was wrong. This guy is a very, very good football coach.
No, Tom Bradley was his defensive coordinator out at UCLA, so I know a lot about Jim through Tom. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll come back more in a moment. We'll have our picks here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, here we go. Picks time.
I just unloaded a house full of women. I get home and my wife, all his sisters are here.
Oh, there we go.
I wasn't sure where that was going. All right.
that's what this show
life
does.
Is right.
All right. On that note.
Have a good day.
Yeah. On that note, last week, Steve and I went 4-5. Steve still in the lead at 66-39. I am 62-43. King had a good week again, 6-3, 55-47. So on we go to this week, starting in the NFL with the Munich game, Tampa Bay and Seattle. Steve.
All around, I feel like Seattle's the better team, but you know what? I'll still take Tampa Bay.
This is a weird game for me. I feel the same way, but I'm curious to see how Tom Brady builds off that game-winning drive last week, though he shouldn't have gotten that second opportunity. So I'm going with Tampa Bay in this game.
I'm going Tampa Bay. I think Brady, divorce being settled, has settled him. He made that great comeback last week. And so we'll see. I got Tampa Bay.
All right, next one. This is a big mystery game because we don't know if either quarterback's going to play. Cardinals, Rams, King.
Ooh. I didn't know about that.
Kyler Murray questionable. Josh Allen officially questionable.
The Rams are not impressing me at all, so I'm going to go Arizona.
I think you're thinking Matt Stafford, right? Say Cardinals and Rams or Cardinals and Bills?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Cardinals, Rams. Yeah, my fault. Murray is questionable. Yes.
Oh, God. Oh. I'll go with the Rams.
Stafford is playing, yes, but not playing well.
Let's see. McVay, Kingsbury, McVay. I'll go with the Rams.
I'm rolling with the Rams as well. Next.
I think the Rams got too fat, to be honest with you.
It's possible.
Too many commercials, too many, you know. So
Yeah.
Campbell Soup commercials and crap, whatever.
Well, at least we don't have to hear about the McVay infatuation as much anymore, so there's that.
Yep.
NFC North battle. Detroit off the upset against Green Bay, King, which you had, at Chicago. Steve.
Well, Justin Fields is actually playing really well. The key is whether he can keep it up. I'll go with Chicago.
Me too. Justin Fields is going to be a problem for a not-so-good Detroit defense, although, of course, they held Aaron Rodgers to 9 points. But Justin Fields is definitely starting to make a mark, I think, a little bit. That was a breakout game for him. Chicago.
Yeah, I got Chicago, too. Fields is very good. Very good. I mean, he did a number on the Patriots. That guy can put up a lot of points. Man, can he run? Holy moly.
Yeah, he can run. And believe me, when Ohio State beat Penn State in Columbus when he was the quarterback,
yeah,
it wasn't his throwing. His running is actually what swung the game. When he was throwing the ball, you wanted him to throw the ball.
he keeps getting better and better. You can build around him. He's starting to be the top of that class coming out. Yep. Mac Jones is pooping the bed, so whatever.
And now we go to another one that hasn't done, that's kind of in that same boat right now, King, is the Pittsburgh Steelers as they host New Orleans Saints on Sunday. King, who you got?
I took New Orleans. I mean, I like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got the young quarterback, and he's got a build. But New Orleans is just a little bit better, I think.
Okay, all right,
now,
Steve,
I'm
going
to throw this out there, guys, not to interject. If you want to do point spreads, I'll do it on the NFL next week. These are the closest games there are, and they're not great games, but the other ones are blowouts. So, but if we play point spread, will the Eagles win by 11? I don't know. You know, they'll make it a little more interesting if you want. I'll do the points, Brooks.
We can try it next week. What do you think?
Sure, I don't care. It's fine with me.
Yeah, let's do that because it'll be these games are like, who cares, you know?
The Steelers-Saints game, but bottom line is first team to 10 wins. So I'll go with the Steelers since they're at home.
I will go with the Steelers because I think T.J. Watt will make a name for himself and return to form. He won't be limited. I'll go with the Steelers at home as well.
He'll feel a twinge. He'll be out by the second quarter.
Yeah, but he'll have two sacks, and then that'll force a couple turnovers before that.
Hey, way to go. Captain Direct Deposit.
And then finally, one of the games of the week, Minnesota at Buffalo. Now we can talk about Josh Allen and not being sure he'll play.
Right. I'm going with Vikings.
King?
I took the Vikings, too, even if the quarterback was playing. I don't think Buffalo's playing that well.
I'm sticking with Buffalo because Minnesota. I just don't trust Kirk Cousins. I don't. He wasn't that brilliant last week against Washington. And he's up and down. I just never trust him in these types of games. And it's not like they're handing the keys to, Chase Daniel or somebody. They're going to Case Keenum, who can win you a couple games. So I'm gonna stick with Buffalo.
Good pick.
All right, now to the college football. UCF number 22 at 16 Tulane. A big game for Tulane this week, Steve.
I'm gonna go with Tulane. Tulane's one of the fun teams that's under the radar. So let's have some fun and go with them.
All right. I got UCS. I think their offense is still a little bit too powerful for them, but I like it. King?
I like UCF on this one.
All right, next one is Washington at Oregon. King?
Great game. But I'm going to take Oregon. I was close to Washington, but I think Oregon at home is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Ducks. Steve?
Let's give them credit. I mean, after that opener with Georgia, Oregon's been terrific. I'm going to go with the Oregon. Bo Nix has played great.
Yeah, he has. I have to give him credit there.
He may win the Heisman Trophy. Oh.
Next one, Bama at Mississippi. Steve.
It's going to be a great game. I'm going to go with Alabama, Only because I think Bryce Young ends up being the swing guy. They don't have Bryce Young. I'd go with Ole Miss, but I'm going to go with Bama.
That's exactly where I am. Bryce Young makes a difference for Bama in another tight game on the road. Bama.
Yeah, Alabama's always going to put up a lot of points, but I don't know if Mississippi can outscore them. They're going to score, but I don't know if they can outscore them. I got Alabama.
All right, and then a big one for TCU into the college football playoff right now. They're at Texas this week. King.
TCU. I love them. I've watched them play like three times. They're good football. Good quarterback's great. TCU.
Yeah. Texas is overrated.
Texas too inconsistent.
Yeah, exactly. I got TCU.
Mm. Steve? Texas.
Ooh, okay.
It's a good pick. When Texas is playing all cylinders, all systems go, they look like Alabama of a couple years ago. Then all of a sudden they sort of throw the ball around. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So,
yeah, I mean Max Duggan at TCU is very good.
Texas can absolutely win the game. So,
all right, then I saved this best for last. UConn trying to get to be bowl eligible, hosted 19 Liberty. Steve, what you got?
It'll be a Liberty. Hugh Freeze has a really good team. So I'm just going to go with that.
King, you sticking with the home team?
Absolutely. Go Huskies. Connecticut by a touchdown. I love this game. Great matchup for Connecticut. So.
This will be a close game, but I'm with Steve. I think Liberty just be a little too strong offensively. So I'm going to go Liberty by a touchdown.
I mean, I'm not stupid. It's not like UConn's gone out. Anyone who was really good blew them out. So,
yeah.
One more game, UConn will be bowl eligible. They're probably playing a Cheez-It Bowl or something.
There you go. Hey, better than nothing.
Yeah,
hey, I'll tell you right now.
You couldn't add up all their wins together to get five wins in the last 4 years. So.
Hey,
they
guess
got five
what?
Wins this year. That's good for them.
It's a great accomplishment. A great accomplishment.
Absolutely. So,
all right, King.
Flat-out coach. I'm happy for him.
Penn State bounce back? Or bounce back. Keep it going, I should say. Penn State
absolutely.
Win? Yeah, yeah, I agree. I like Penn State, too. Quick key, Steve?
Yeah, Penn State's a very good team. But they're on that line of when they play somebody really good, they're not quite there, you know. But they're the next tier in the Big Ten. Yeah. So they're very good.
Oh. Two keys, keep the turnovers down, run the ball well.
Yep.
There you go.
And defend the run.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.